Yeah.
Okay.
Is it doing its...
Yep, it's analyzing the spectrum. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Giddy up.
No, I'm going to revisit it after we get through these items and then come back.
Okay, so we'll just reiterate. We started at like 5:32. It's the work session for the September 21st board meeting. First thing on the work session agenda is the West Genesee Sewer District electric installation bids that were open today.
Good news?
Good news. We got a very very good quote. Unfortunately, two pages printed for each one of these when I printed it.
Yeah, no.
Everybody got one?
Yeah.
Good. I don't want any more, but... So, Cars Construction gave us a low bid of $36,750, which is less than our estimate. Did some research on this company. They did the... Bridgeport did an E1 system. They did most of the residential installs for that project, and the town of Verona did E1 system, and they did most of the installs for that project. You'll notice there's a significant discrepancy between Carl Electric and Cars Construction. I actually called Carl to see what was going on, and they missed that we were providing the grinder pumps and control panels, and they included those in their bid, the cost of those in their bid.
And what was our budget for this?
$50,000. So I don't have this on the agenda tonight for award, which I spoke with the contractor. He had his first child today, so he was said it's not a big deal to wait 2 weeks to award. He's going to start the bonds and insurance process and look to start doing the installs the second or third week in October.
Do you want to not put it on the agenda tonight?
Bids didn't require that ahead of time?
What's that?
The bond. The.
But it had a bid bond, but not a performance. You do the performance bond
after. Okay.
So.
Yeah, we can do this.
Yeah, it's not a big deal to wait 2 weeks.
Oh.
He's comfortable with his bid. I didn't want to. I missed the deadline and because it took me a while to get the. I just.
All right. So this will be on the next meeting.
Next meeting. Okay.
Al, if you looked at Carl's bid, and you took out the pumps and.
Mm-hmm.
Were they
yeah, I don't know why they put $100 in mobilization.
Yeah, I mean that's not where the mistake would have been made.
No, yeah, I don't know. That's what they said. They said they thought they were providing the pumps and the control panel when I talked to them, but they got $23,100 and
so even minus that.
Even minus that, the electric install you can see is more than double. Actually, basically.
Yep.
Everything is more than double.
Okay.
You can see the grinder pump number. So the cores for each one of those grinder pumps is like $1,200. So there's $24,000 of that $68,000 number.
Gotcha.
So okay. That's what I'm assuming. I mean, I don't see any reason why they would not tell me that.
Good deal.
Mott Road Survey. One of the projects Gene and I have been discussing is... our continued efforts to do drainage improvements and reconstruction in the Indian Springs neighborhood. One of the things that caused that bid to go out so late this year was we didn't do the RFP for the survey until March. Then we had a snowstorm April 1st, so we didn't actually get the survey back from the surveyor until mid to end of May. Takes a little time to put these drawings together. I'd like to go ahead and do an RFP for the survey now so that we can do the design over the winter, potentially even bid it over the winter. Hopefully, one, we'll get better prices, and two, we won't be putting it out to bid so late in the year and having a contractor start in the middle of September next year. So as long as nobody's opposed to it, Gene's on board. It would be paid for out of this year's road maintenance and construction budget.
This year.
Out of this year's, but it would be a next year project. So as long
it's just kind of, excuse the pun, paves the road.
Well, I mean, it's always tough to put out a project in the middle of construction season. A lot of contractors their schedules are essentially full, so you don't get as much interest as you normally would, and two, it just puts a lot of stress on my office in that I'm trying to do. once construction season starts, I'm going in 20 different directions, and then just to sit down and try to do a street redesign is
so you're going to do taxing. You want to do the design now?
I want to do the survey now, design over the winter, bid late winter, early spring.
Okay, so we for the design survey with this year's money, and we have to use next year's money to pay for the actual
construction. Correct.
Do we have money? How much money do we have in the budget? That, are we comfortable?
We're in good shape.
Okay.
So that's money. That's money that we have. It's Gene's in agreement with it. So we don't. I don't think we need. We don't need it.
Yeah. I just wanted the board to be aware of where we're at. Spray Park Water Service. Again, we're at a point where we are allowing me to go forward. I don't think we're truly in a position, I guess, to do this right yet. I should get more into the design so we get the service located in the right location. But this is something that we do have money in this year's budget that we could pay for because we didn't do the sewer this year. So maybe in 2 weeks we would be in a position to pull the trigger on that.
There's money available for it.
Yeah.
We can get to that.
It's one less thing for the contractor to have to coordinate around when they start construction, and we're going to be on a relatively tight timetable on this.
When you say there's money in this year's budget, what's the price on?
It was 30. I gave you the spreadsheet.
$3,600.
Yeah.
And when you say the money's in the budget, where is it?
We actually had a line item in for the sewer connection that we're not doing, and we're going to roll in to this project next year, so it would be used out of that. The Onondaga County Water Environment Protection has asked to install a chemical pump for sodium chloride, chlorine, essentially, drip into the wet well at the Stanford Drive pump station. They're getting some odor complaints from their River Road pump station. This will slows the biological process down and hopefully keeps the odor down at their River Road pump station. So this would be at no cost to the town. It's just a 110-volt chemical pump and storage of chlorine at our Stanford Drive pump station that they already maintain.
This is item B?
Correct.
So when it says temporary, how long, what are we talking about?
Really, they only get odor complaints during warm weather periods, warm, dry weather periods. Mm-hmm. So it would be, you know, till the weather turns this fall, then it would be discontinued. I don't know if they'll keep the unit in there, anticipating that they'll need it next summer, or if they'll just take it out and then put it back in next summer.
Do they control with a SCADA system, or do they?
They just put it. It's based on flow from the pumps, how much chlorine it's injecting.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've had odor complaints along that line.
Yeah, a couple of years now. So this is
It's a short term fix. I mean,
The long term fix is the West Entry Road Force Main is due for replacement. It's coming up on 50 years old. We just had another break in it week before last. It's a 12 inch ductile iron, and it's just seen its better days.
But what does that got to do with the odor? I understand what you just said.
So this, the waste from our West Entry Road pump station goes from West Entry Road to Stanford Drive to River Road. So there's a long detention time. That biologic process results in hydrogen sulfide building up in the waste. And that hydrogen sulfide is what's causing the odor.
So if you fix something, that goes away?
Well, yeah. If we reroute, what we would do is we would replace the West Entry Road Force Main and send it out to the county's trunk sewer at the corner of Willett Parkway and 31 so that it's not being, that waste isn't being pumped two more times and the detention time is cut by, you know, two-thirds essentially.
Is that like a huge project?
It is. It's a very big project.
We're hoping to get some help from...
County. We also uncovered that our industrial tenants have... not been paying their fair share from a wastewater usage standpoint. For all these years, we've been billing the industrial users one residential unit every year for wastewater, the town's sewer district wastewater charge. And the map planner report reads that it's supposed to be equivalent dwelling units based on number of gallons used. And
how did you discover that?
I was actually reviewing a tax bill, and noticed it. Reviewing a tax bill because I was doing research on a drainage.
Could there be other situations like that in our town?
Well, that's where all our industrial users are.
Oh, that's the one spot?
Yeah, so I think it's only in the one spot. So Teresa and I are going to craft a letter next month and get it out to the industrial users.
How many years have they been paying already?
Tony, we can go back, can't we?
Yeah.
There's a time period in which we can go back.
You can. In this instance, it really is our error. I would recommend that we just notify them of it going forward and let them know that they'll see an increased charge on this year's bill. And that increased charge would be used to pay the debt service for the force main replacement, which actually directly benefits them because that's where all of their waste goes. So,
well, you know, I thank you for your opinion, but municipalities make mistakes all the time, and oftentimes they go back and correct the mistake. We did the village did that when we did fire inspections on a number of multiple dwellings. Multiple room dwellings, and they paid it. And you know, if we're looking at a big project, you know, I think it's worth us at least going back and seeing if we can get some of that money back. I mean, think about it: an industrial user paying what amounts to a household rate for sewer is ridiculous. It's nothing that was started.
They probably know.
I'm sure they know. I'm sure when they pay their $17 sewer bill, they're probably figuring
out. Madison's a little more than that, but yeah.
So
how many years has it been?
Since their industrial park's inception.
Which is what?
The industrial park was developed in 72.
Kidding?
How far back can we go? We know
3 years.
Right? I think we can go 3.
The assessor said 3 years.
You know, so here's the thing. Even if we don't go back 3, but maybe we go back 1 or 2, with saying that, you know, we acknowledge that this was a mistake that we made. We're trying to improve the district.
I'd start with 3 years.
Absolutely.
You know, let's fall back to, okay, we'll compromise. We'll take 2 years.
We've been doing this for the last 50 years. It's been happening for 40 years.
And we admit it's our mistake. I'd say, you know, for the last 3 years, here's the number.
Yeah, I mean, especially Al, because this would be a big project to reroute that line.
We're $1.1 million is a preliminary estimate. It's a big project.
You know, and if they come back and say we don't want to pay, okay, let's sit down and talk. Here's what we want to do for you. We want to do this project.
Or we need to do this. It's not even we want to.
We need to do it.
We're suffering sanitary sewer.
It's good for the county. It's good for the town. Yeah. Ultimately, you know, it should be good for them as well.
Yeah, they've been skating for a long time.
And we just had a break. If you ever want to have a lot of fun, go check out a sewer break, especially a 12-inch main. but we've had issues on that line before.
Pumps that pump 380 gallons per minute.
Yeah.
It's a
geyser.
It's a river.
Yes.
That you do not want to be anywhere.
Yes.
So
those ain't brown trout.
All right. So that's what that is on motion. Let's see. Where was it? B.
Talmore Collington Point Lighting District. I spoke with Dave Hess, who's the National Grid Lighting District Coordinator, this afternoon. He has not been able to confirm this. He believes that new LEDs heads for post-mounted lamps are going to be available next year after the PSC approves the National Grid
rate change.
If he confirms that, I want to table this either way because I want him to get a confirmation on that. Because if he gets a confirmation on that, it's a significant reduction in cost annually for these lights. I would say we put it off until after next April.
That's item D.
Yeah, that's item D. So we could table that. Still no LED heads for existing pole-mounted lights in the rate change request. I don't know when that's going to happen, but that's a long overdue.
All right, what else do we have, Al? Do we have something we were going to add?
Tony's doing a resolution for Seeker for the spray pad, and I neglected to answer question 13, 12B, and it was because I had started to pull up the map and got distracted and then never went back to it. So I'm going to go pull that map up now so I can answer that question correctly and get back to you.
I just have two questions for Al. You know, get real quick. Yep. Just bring me up to speed because I've been getting asked by some residents of Radisson where we're at on Drake's Landing.
Gene has indicated that he has run out of time to do that project this year and would like to push it to next year.
This is the repaving and the stripes that we won't do?
No, this isn't. We won't do the striping and we won't do the ceiling. It's not repaving, it's just ceiling.
We do the ceiling in the
striping? We sub it out to...
Gene, why can't we get that in if we're not doing the work?
It's too late in the year. Too late to be doing chip sealing and the contractor that does the micro is booked up all the way into the end of October. So I don't want to be doing that in November with the threat of snow.
But if we were going to contract it out from the get-go and we weren't going to do the work, why couldn't...
The chip sealing we would have done ourselves if the time was available. That's one of the things that we do really well.
All right, so I'm confused. All we were going to contract out was the striping? What did I just hear about contracting out?
The ceiling.
Fiber micro
ceiling.
Tape seal and the striping.
But first we have to do the chip seal before that.
Correct.
So it was a three-phase project. We would do the chip sealing. Then we would have a private contractor coming in doing the sealing. And then another company doing the striping. And since we didn't do the chip sealing because we ran out of time, we can't do anything.
I think what he's saying is he checked with the contractor and they're booked through October.
Well, we've been in touch with the contractor all summer long. Every Friday morning, a group of superintendents give and take between this town and that town. That's a limited amount of that equipment that moves around the state. When we weren't ready to tie up with Chatham Woods. Now that we have some availability, the equipment is already gone, and it's late in the year. It's almost in October. We had an issue on Warriors Path and Kilo 2 years ago. When you get late in the year, you don't get sufficient sun and heat to cure the chip seal, so it's a crapshoot. County's putting some down on Glen Boulevard right now. I'm shocked. They're the ones that are the big proponents of what has to be done early in the year. But they, for whatever reason, they're doing it late in the year, which can run the risk of the chips not adhering to the emulsion. So you're forever all... sweeping the stones off and having complaints from traffic motorists.
All right, so refresh me again, just so I have the how it happens. The first thing that happens is what on this road? We do something?
We chip seal.
We chip seal. Then what happens?
Fiber micro.
Fiber micro. Seal.
Okay, and that's all right.
So.
Okay, so this kind of raises the question in my mind. It's September 21st. Are there other projects that we were planning to do this year that are not going to get done?
Just having you do the contract.
I mean, we're working a lot of catch bases on curbing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
All of our large projects are done.
Okay, so this will be the only...
We're still working.
this will be the only project that will not get done that we had planned to. I don't know if you're listening to my question, Alan. It's fine, but I'm just, I asked the question, outside of Drake's Landing, is that the only project that's not going to get done this year that we had hoped and planned to do with the $800,000 we were going to spend?
Yes, that's the only project.
That's the only project.
That's a yes or a no. Joe.
Yes.
Did I hear you right that you said Drake's Landing was not going to get done?
That's what I just heard. It's going to get done. It'll get done next spring, is what we heard.
It was supposed. It was scheduled to be done this year.
Right, because I was here. You told me about a month ago that it was planned a fall project.
I didn't tell you that.
Absolutely, you did. You said it was a fall project. You asked about Drake's Landing and striping. You said it was scheduled as a fall project.
I did not say that to anybody. Don't do chip sealing in the fall.
Well, so the process here is, you know, we've been as a board, making motions as far as agreeing to road work to be accomplished. This board thought that that was a project that was going to be done this year. When it comes to scheduling the work, accomplishing it, that's not the purview of this board. We put our faith in our highway superintendent that over the course of the summer, he'll allocate the resources necessary to do the work. Hopefully, as long as it stays within budget, and you know, I'll just put it out there. I'm disappointed in it that over the course of the summer, as little work that we do, road work now, we do flagging. Occasionally, we'll haul some stone. Maybe we'll haul some millings, but it's not like the old days where we actually did our own roads. It's frustrating that's a project that I thought would be a benefit to the community, that this board thought it would be a benefit to the community, and it wasn't completed. So,
you know, I just have to say that up until 15 minutes ago on September 21st, I was expecting this job to have gotten done. And, you know, I understand the realities of weather and all of that, but I can't believe that 15 minutes ago was when the town of Lysander learned we weren't going to get this job done. So I sure as heck, as a board member, would have liked to have gotten a heads up, either through an email or something, from somebody that says, hey, by the way, even though we said we were going to try to do it this fall, things fell, you know, the contractors are not able to get to do whatever they can do, and we're not going to be able to do it. I got to believe that you knew, Gene, we couldn't get this job done a month ago. And I'm just, because I don't know any better. And I just would like for the future for us to be given heads up. Because I don't like operating in the dark. When someone comes up to me and says, so how's that Drake's Landing project doing that you told us was going to get done? I don't want to say, I don't know. That's not what I want to do as a town board member. I'd like to know. And there's no reason not to know. And we understand that schedules change. But, you know, with the communication abilities, with the technology we have today with email and texts and all that, we sure as heck can all be given heads up a heck of a lot sooner.
Well, why don't you ask Joni Mahoney how come she didn't get Drake's Landing done till now? I mean, these things are...
Drake's Landing?
The construction season got off to a late start because of
Gene, I'm not disputing that. I understand that. I accept that. All I want to know is to be given a heads up at a certain point.
The construction season from mid-May to the end of September. Okay, so now that construction season didn't get started until July. So that means all the things that were going to be done later in the year are pushed past the time when we could do them. I mean, something had to drop out, and that was the last thing. And I didn't put that on the schedule anyway. That was something that the board and the engineer decided to do.
Gene, it was, in my opinion, we had plenty of time to do it.
You forced me to say what I came by me, and I said, well, you got it on the schedule, and I said, okay.
Gene, it took...
Yeah, but then it rained for 12 weeks straight.
And it took us 7 weeks to do Chatham Woods drainage gutters.
It took us 7 weeks to clean up what we ignored for 30 years.
All right. I understand your frustration.
Are you telling me that the highway crew is working too slow? I'll let them know that that's how you feel tomorrow.
How many, for my knowledge, because I have no idea, how many feet of gutter did we remove in Chatham Woods in 7 weeks?
You think that
it's snapping? Yep, I would think that you would know that.
Question. I'll go measure it tomorrow, and I'll tell you on Monday.
Okay, thank you. 7 weeks.
You're telling me that the highway department is too slow. So
I don't know yet. I'll wait till I see your numbers.
I'll let them know that you think they should work faster. We'll see how that works out for us.
Gene, it's not a personnel. It's a, in my mind, it's a management issue. It's a time management issue.
I'm telling you, there was 30 years of neglect that took a long time to correct.
Okay.
Can you pass this down,
Peter? And I'm telling you that for the first 4 years that I was here, every year I asked to do Chatham Woods, and every year it got pushed back because you didn't want you and the previous board
gave
didn't
you a copy of that.
So it got worse. Now this year we finally did it. I'm thrilled. I'm sorry that we didn't get to Drake's Landing, but Drake's Landing was not it's not falling apart. It wasn't a pressing issue.
It was for this board, and it was for the residents in Radisson.
Maybe you needed to explain to me why you thought it was a pressing issue.
Because we had the resources and the time to do it.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, Gene. All right, we're not... Please give me those numbers, though. I'll share those with the board.
So I emailed this to you guys.
While Al was still sitting, I just want to bring this up because I'm pretty much confused in terms of what the CLUP requires in the town or doesn't allow for. Al, this was a letter that you. This is not a criticism. I want to just preface this by saying it's not a criticism to you, Al, at all. You wrote this to John Salisbury, April 24, 2014. And I just want to know if the draft of the CLUP changed, because this is what you wrote. This is all about that R40 development. It says, furthermore, the draft CLUP prohibits the development of new town roads in the AR40 zoning district going forward, as they have proved to be unsustainable, which I obviously agree with you on that. From a maintenance standpoint, the proposed restriction of the construction of new town roads will further limit development in the AR40 zone, which will inherently preserve the existing agricultural character. I love that. Did we change the draft, though?
No, and it still reads that the CLUP is simply
a guide.
It's a guide that the planning board is supposed to follow when they adopt. Or approve for projects. Okay. The seeker, which is also part of a project approval, specifically has a question in the short EAF. It is question 'Is it consistent with the adopted comprehensive plan?' So if you answer no to that, it triggers either mitigation or a full EAF by the developer. And how the developer proves that he can make question 5B make the...
Right. No, I'm just asking the work. This goes back to not the spray book. This goes back to AR40.
I understand.
And the word "prohibit" is perhaps too strong of a word because the CLUP
doesn't
prohibit to anything. It just guides.
I just wanted
to be clear on that. Okay.
It is a guide.
Okay.
It's
not a law.
It's not a law.
Just like in lieu of parks. planning board can make a determination that they want a park.
Got it.
We share with them, we don't want any more parks. We don't want the additional maintenance, but they could do, it's their prerogative.
Okay.
Because this isn't really, for me, and I have one more thing that I was hoping to discuss with the board, if you have a minute, that we've made some updates to the phase two of the office modifications after Joe and I sat down with Charles yesterday. There's a few more details on here. We kind of switched the organization of the prisoner holding area and the DA conference room around. I also did some more math on the ADA ramp, and we are going to need to lose the two closets on that side of the room to have our 60-inch clear space for wheelchairs to be able to turn and come up the ramp. So I just wanted to give the board a quick update on that.
You're gonna have the wheelchair turn in the closet?
Well, we're taking the two closets out and the
you just asked that.
Well, yeah, because you have to have 5 feet in front of the bottom of the ramp. The door is 3 foot wide and the closet is 2 feet 6 inches deep.
So we're just taking that.
We're okay. Taking that wall back.
Gotcha. Yeah.
To be able to meet the ADA requirements of 60 inches of clear space for maneuvering of a wheelchair.
There goes your extra office space, Tony.
Can't get any smaller.
Oh yeah, I can.
I'm gonna put my coat in the wintertime. So just to let the board know, worked very close with Al and Judge Mantione on this project. We're submitting for a grant of over $30,000 to help us with this. However, in my proposal for next year's buildings and grounds dollars, I'm still gonna budget that amount for the project in case it falls through. Looks like, as far as projects go, we're gonna have some money left over this year. We might even be able to squeeze it in, but.
Right now we have about $19,000 to play with, so to speak. Joe has indicated he'd like to do some patching of the driveway at the Elizabeth Street barn, which I'm not opposed to. There's some pretty good sized potholes over there.
I mean, the fire department's running in and out of there with their apparatus.
We also should get a new sewer lateral once we close on the lot on Mechanic Street. We should get a new sewer lateral tied in for that building before snow flies.
Right now the fire department doesn't have a bathroom that really
works properly in the winter.
Do we have time to do this?
We should be able to get it done, yeah. Provided I'm hoping Gene will give us a couple guys once we get into November. We'll rent an excavator for a week and get it done. There's already an existing lateral on the main that served that house. We're just going to go off of that lateral so we don't have to cross the new sidewalk that's there and come straight back to the Elizabeth Street barn. The sewers, so we'll have to rent an excavator and a trench box because the sewer is about 11 feet deep.
Do we have to make a commitment to do that, to spend this money to do that? Or?
No, if we have it, it's available for buildings and grounds improvements. We didn't think, I mean, there was savings in the fascia
for the
highway garage.
Yeah, that was reduced by almost $30,000.
Wow.
I'm trying to get that contractor to come in and sign the contract beginning of next week for that project. So. I got a call into the village and they haven't gotten back to me. We need to spray for bees over there too before he goes to work, so he's not getting.
Yeah, we talked about that.
It's pretty bad. The other thing Tony just brought up, we don't necessarily have to do seeker tonight for the spray park because the preparation of plans is a type 2 action.
Right, it doesn't require any seeker review. We could adopt a resolution declaring ourselves a lead agency because prior to the time we approve the spray park,
we're going to have to do that anyways.
We're going to do it sooner or later, yeah. So.
All right, do you have?
I just got a very simple resolution declaring the town as lead agency for the spray park project.
So we should put that prior to A.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to shift everything.
Well, that's what I was thinking, so we don't.
D is tabled, so you're really only shifting.
I mean,
C.
I didn't complete a question on that form, honestly, I'd prefer if we held off for 2 weeks.
So okay. That's fine.
It's my mistake, and I...
Was there another motion we're going to float related to that as well?
No, we eventually will do a negative declaration.
Okay.
We can do that later. I totally dropped the ball on that. I started to look it up, and then I got distracted by... I think I went to the bid opening, and then I came back into the bid tab.
Hopefully, you won't find that it's on Indian land.
No, I think I've looked at that before. I don't think there's any...
Yeah, you know what's there? A septic tank. It's been disturbed. It's been really disturbed.
I would agree that there will be no significant impacts with the planned. It may be in an archaeological sensitive area. However, I don't believe there will be any significant impacts in that. There's been significant land grading in the development of that park. That
Are you going to table A?
No, A is...
A doesn't need any secret.
A's, so it's going to be A, B, C, D is out. So E is going to be D. E is going to be F. F is going to be G and down.
Is that the way to do it? I mean, are we just taking the D off?
We can add, actually, we can, because we're not adding anything ahead of it, so we can just add it at the end.
No, my question is, to avoid confusion, are we technically tabling D or just taking it off the completely, like it wasn't even there, or whether D can be assigned to something else? Because if we're tabling it, then D still exists. Am I right?
Yeah, you can table it.
Or you can remove. Yeah, I think it's...
So here's... I was thinking about this today. So in the village, when I was mayor for 7 years, if we had a project that we knew that we didn't want to lose track of, we wanted to keep an eye on it, we wanted progress updates on department heads, you know, but we would just keep an agenda item on. Now, sometimes the agenda would grow. Sometimes there would be no report. Like, there were agenda items that were on there for over a year. That Southwest or Southeast
Trail,
the one that's connected to Lions Park with a bridge now. Because that was a government grant, and there were so many things that we had to do to fulfill it, but we didn't want to lose focus on it. We can start doing that. We can start populating the agenda with items that we want to keep an eye on and just tick them off as we complete them. That's one way to do it. I think we'll see more progress, because sometimes there's a lot of stuff going on in the town. And or we just take them right off the agenda and we bring them back as...
We remember them.
There's two trains. The agenda is just the agenda. We can craft the agenda. Craft it any way we want. I will say from experience, it was nice to have. It also held the board accountable on things. So, if, for example, the policies. You know, we've been talking about town policies, those four policies, for almost a year. You know, and it's not... just we've lost focus on it. We haven't, but when it's on your agenda and you know there needs to be progress, it tends to drive the board. So maybe we start doing that and we table these items and we leave them on the agenda, and the agenda grows and shrinks as we complete these projects.
I'm open to it. I mean,
it's just confusing.
Yeah, there's a question.
I just want to ask a clarifying question, if I could. The spray pump.
Yes.
Has that been approved?
Not yet.
So, in other words, you're preparing documents to...
to get quotes.
Just to get quotes.
Yeah, we've got a rough estimate. We have an engineer's estimate on the project. But before we go, we need to know how much this is going to cost us so that when we budget for it, if we want to move forward after we see the quotes... there's a lot of things that we need to get lined up.
Okay.
You know, we need to prepare a bond resolution. Then after that, we need to look at the resources that we have. How much money do we have in our accounts now to put towards it? What's the impact going to be to taxes? How much money can we raise in public-private partnerships? But this is just the next step in a process. I would think that if the numbers come in where we think they're going to come in, then this board, the next step would some sort of a bond resolution allowing
Seeker next.
Or seek, well, the things that we talked about earlier, Seeker and then bond resolution, and then it's on. Then it's.
So does everybody in town of Lysander are going to vote on this, or does it have to come through vote, or
no.
Based on where the money comes from?
No, no. So once we go to a bond resolution, we can put in, it's an option.
The bond is subject to permissive
It's referendum. Subject to permissive referendum, where if enough people go around and get a signature, they can call for a referendum on that project.
So I quickly passed along a copy of the policy I just wanted you to take a look at. We don't need to discuss it tonight, but I did email it to you about a month ago. I was looking into, or have been looking into, a couple different towns' whistleblower policies. We've had this conversation, I think, before. I actually just copied the town of Camillus's made a couple changes. I missed one of the towns, so I made that quick edit. If there's things that you think might be better in this policy, you know, I'd love to talk about it. If there's changes you think that we could make, but this is pretty standard to a lot of our neighboring municipalities. 5 or 6 years ago, the town had an audit done. It was a focus of the previous administration to make sure that money was being spent properly. One of the recommendations that the audit had was that we need a whistleblower policy. So. This is really just addressing the concern that was brought up years ago.
Okay.
So, thanks,
no problem. Thanks.
How are the policies coming, by the way? Do we have
one more to work on?
One more?
We'll try to wrap that up in a couple weeks.
Okay. As far as one of the things that that was a big accomplishment that I was hoping to have done before we moved into codes, but in talking with Karen Rice, who's been with us a number of years and has gone through a number of code revisions, it looks as though it might be more efficient if I create a committee that runs through the meat and potatoes of this and then just keeps the board appraised as we move forward with it. And my thinking is, I'm here, Karen's here, Al's here, Tim Woolsey's here. You know, we can work on this throughout the week, the next few weeks. And as we make changes, we'll just forward them to the board for you to look at. And then when we get to the point where we've reviewed the entire code, we adopt the revisions, or set a public hearing, adopt the revisions, send it off to... what's their
general
code?
Code
general code, and then they update our entire code. What happened, and Kevin and I kind of fell victim of it, you know, I've got a code book in my office that was on the shelf when I took office. It said supervisor code, and it had, you know, the old code. It didn't have any the updates in it. So when Kevin and I were researching that subject down in lieu of parks, we were on a different page. Fortunately, Tony, when he advertised for the public hearing on in lieu of parks, was referencing the proper code. But there was confusion in the audience, and to be honest with you, on my part, because when I was looking at it, it was jumbled around. What actually happened in 2015, the previous administration adopted the new code.
It just never got into the book.
It just never got into the book that I was referencing. Right. So when we go through this process, you know, last year, we passed new laws. I wanted to hold off until those laws were passed. We spent $9,600 for the revision. I didn't want to submit what we had so far and then resubmit new laws that we had just enacted. So we're really close. I think if we streamline the system where I put together a committee, and I'll ask that we add that to the agenda as an item.
So maybe.
I know. That could be the new D. So I guess as item I, I'll form a committee to review the code.
Technically, you don't need the board's approval to form a committee.
Okay.
You can do that as a supervisor.
All right, then I won't do that.
Yeah,
so, but I've informed
you. You can name it
intention.
If you want to put it on just to say who they're going to be.
My supervisor comments, okay. So that's what we'll do. It's we'll streamline the process. Anybody that wants to sit in, you can sit in. It's
A lot of it has been done. Karen started this a while ago. A lot of it's been done with the planning board.
Planning board's been done.
They went
done.
Through the codes and changed things that were just wrong in there that needed to be changed, typos and that kind of stuff. So they did a lot of it already. So there's not a whole lot left to do, but we do have to include, like Joe said, we've got to include the new laws, because if you came along as a developer and you look at the book, you're not going to see it. You know. So
yeah, and even in the previous administration when they, windmills wasn't ever even sent over to them. And so there were omissions to begin with. So codes has been good. I called General Code and asked them if there'll be any additional charges for the extra time that it's taken us to hold it out, and there's no charge. But it's going to be a process, and occasionally we'll have to reach out to people that focus in certain areas, like Dog Catcher. We'll bring in Dan Bacarda or, Ron Patchett is a wealth of knowledge as far as fees goes for codes and code violations. So that's how we'll handle this. Originally, I had made one of these for each one of you, and then when I had that epiphany, I redistributed them. So you will not be getting one of these, but you will be getting updates as we move through them. Because that's a lot of paper.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Any questions? Any questions from the audience?
Yeah, I have one. So in 2015, they had a public hearing and changed that?
Yeah, actually, we researched it. And I believe in Lua Park started in like 78 or 79.
Yep.
That's when they started collecting them. And my code book says at one time they were charging $100 a parcel. So since then, it's gone up. But I did some research with the help of David Raleigh. Adopted 6/8/2015. So if you go on the website and you click on that board meeting, you'll see that there was an adoption of many codes, and this was part of it. And the section that I think you and I were talking about that we're looking to change is now item A. So it's actually section chapter 139, or I'm sorry, 117-16, and it's item A, and it says, in the event that the planning board determines that reservation of land of adequate size and suitable purpose cannot be practically located in a proposed subdivision, the board may condition its approval of the subdivision upon payment to the town of a fee of $150 per lot for minor subdivisions and $350 per lot for major subdivisions, which sum shall constitute a trust fund of the town to be used exclusively for the acquisition and development of parks, playgrounds, recreation, community trails, or open land areas in the town.
Right, but that was not on the local law that you were proposing 2 weeks ago.
That was not?
The bottom part was not.
Oh, the bottom part was not.
No, what the bottom part said was there's no fees in there. It said they would pay a fee in accordance with whatever the town board said. That was the whole idea.
The bottom part of the acquisition and development was not on the local law you proposed. That last part was lopped off of the public hearing law. And that's my concern. We've gone to electronic. I'm afraid that paragraphs didn't get put in. A whole paragraph.
So you just cut and pasted that paragraph?
No, I typed it. I sent it to Dean. I'll check with Dean and see if something got lost in the translation.
Okay, so
the only thing I changed on there was the fee.
Okay, so what we were focusing on as a board was not necessarily changing
any language.
But
any language.
If you passed a local law that didn't have that paragraph in there, that doesn't exist then, right?
No, this is adopted. This is the approved local law.
Right.
This is what we were going to change. And the only thing that we were going to change was the process in which the fees could be changed. We weren't going to change the language of
But what I'm saying is the local law you had up on the website did not have the rest of the development and acquisition paragraph that's part of Section 8, correct?
The proposed change did not include that. Also, when I requested a copy of the local law in existence from the town clerk, I was giving an obsolete piece of legislation.
Well, she probably took it from her.
Took it from the website.
Her, no, or her book.
Actually, on the website under new laws, if you go to the new laws tab on the, when you go to the general code section of the site, and you go to the left side, there's a new laws tab that it's listed under, but it hasn't been updated in the compiled code.
Okay.
So this isn't, this is not unique to Lysander. You go to any municipality and look in a code book, and there's typically revision, 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 and what you're supposed to do is gather all your code books out when there's a revision, rip out the old code, and put the new code in. Well, obviously, that hasn't happened religiously, and so there's a number of... actually, the only accurate book we had was Al's.
Karen's.
Well, I'm Karen's. So, it's confusing. And
no, I know, but you were having a public hearing on a law that didn't list the paragraph that's in the law. My concern was that was being removed. I know your concern was the fee.
Yeah,
but
okay.
If you passed the law that didn't have that paragraph, that would then supersede what's...
And take that.
I've got that.
You got that?
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
That's,
so things are going to get better. They're going to get clearer. There's going to be one code online. It's going to be the updated code. You're not going to have to find, because really, who would think that what you're looking at isn't the updated code? Who would think that you'd have to go to updates and then... So the goal on that, now obviously we're getting into budget time. There's going to be a lot of meetings, but I'd like to fast track this so that we can avoid confusion in the future. So, and the reason why I streamlined it by putting together in-house full-time help, that we're here all the time, it's our focus, we don't have to work around people's schedules. The board's always going to be informed on any changes or any modifications, but I think we can get through this in the next 2 or 3 months.
My concern is in the day and age of copy and pasting, something was on another page.
Yeah,
it's get copied and pasted with.
I think, I mean,
that part.
That's one of the most important sentences in the law. It's one thing to collect money and put it into a trust fund, but the trust fund needs to be defined in what it can be used for. So I agree with you.
Thank you.
All righty, then. What time we got? We're early.
6:24.
Motion C. Can we talk a little bit about this?
Sure.
I've got the. Agenda item here. So just give us a little rundown on how this came about. This is the LEDs.
Yeah.
And
so
where the money is, where the money's coming from.
So this is a lighting district that was established with the development. These are poles that are outstanding as far as needing to be established. I had a resident contact me a couple weeks ago asking about it. And I think Al covered it earlier.
This is the highway garage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said National Grid. And
this
item
C, right?
So we participated in this program 5 years ago. They did a bunch of retrofits for our lighting and converted all our exterior lighting to LEDs in the highway garage and the town garage.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Recently, LED fluorescent tubes became an approved part of this program. As you know, we have many, many fluorescent tubes in this building. Actually, a lot of them are blown. With that being said, these LEDs obviously provided energy savings. The proposal of essentially National Grid is contributing a significant amount of the cost of replacing the bulbs. The rest of it, the payback period is, one is 11.38 months and one is 15 months. It'll be a minimal increase in the highway garage electric bill over 12 months. The rest of it can be rolled into 12 months of interest-free financing. We do have to install the bulbs. They provide the bulbs. We install them. That way we avoid the prevailing wage rate for them to come out and install new bulbs in our fixtures.
So Brandy can do this?
Correct. This building. Gene's guys can do his building over the winter.
What do we have, T8s in here?
Yes.
So it'll be T8
ballast with LED.
Correct, bulbs.
So you're saying within
a year.
A year, the bulbs pay for themselves.
Correct.
But within that year's time,
the bill stays approximately the same.
Okay.
That's a slight increase on the highway side. On the town hall side, it'll be a slight decrease.
Okay, so a year later, we have all the bulbs, and the bill goes down.
Correct.
Okay.
I have a question. Only because I'm doing this in my own garage, so, and I'm not an electrician, so it's maybe a dumb question, but why aren't you taking out the ballast? Because you don't need a ballast with an LED light. In fact, that's the whole beauty, is they're directly connected to 110 volts. Now you have to know how to do it.
Yeah, you have to bypass.
But you take the ballast out, and that's a hazardous waste, but Oprah, I think, accepts it for free. Or they give you a chit to go to a hazardous waste. But I would look into doing, your voltage is being used up in that ballast. So if you remove the ballast, you save.
But voltage is a function of watts times amps.
Okay, just look into it, because I know.
Okay, so you think there would be more savings with changing the ballast out?
The information I got when I did it from my garage says take the ballast out, because you'll save the most amount of money.
Okay. I'll have to look into that.
Well, you just have SmartWatt run the numbers. Because you're talking about basically a new fixture.
And they may say, you know what, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
I was going to say, knowing what I'm no electrician, I'm not an electrical engineer, but knowing what I know, so it's...
The advantage of taking... Sorry for interrupting. The advantage of taking the ballast out is you never have to worry about replacing a ballast, which will go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once the ballast is gone, you're done.
Okay.
You've got an LED a bulb that'll last literally forever.
Can I help you a little with this?
Yeah.
Okay. When you switch to LEDs, you can't just switch the bulbs. You have to...
That one right there is just we just pulled the old bulbs out and put...
Yeah, but there shouldn't be a ballast in it.
Okay.
Your LEDs don't use ballasts.
I understand.
A lot of times your ends where the bulbs go in on the LEDs are different. It depends on... Some of the fixtures here might work, some of them might not. Most of them you bypass wire the ballast. You just leave it there, but it's not doing anything. If you want to use the fixture to hang the new LED bulbs, the ballast has to be bypass wired. It doesn't...
Could you do that for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think our costs are going to go up significantly, because you're going to have prevailing wage rate electrician come in. I'll ask. Absolutely. We can
just find out what they're suggesting.
Yeah,
sure thing.
Yeah, look at it.
So table those.
This is the time to look at it, because we're looking at building improvements and all sorts of things in the future anyway.
It's definitely the way to go. I'm thrilled that we're doing this.
So what are we doing with this motion?
Thanks.
I thought when you said LEDs, I thought you meant the street lights.
That's all right.
Think so.
So what are we going to do with this motion? Are we going to...
Table it.
Keep it on the agenda, though, because we want to get it.
Right, yeah, keep it on there.
The thing we were just talking about with Kevin, can I have that? You handed it to me, I said I have one, but...
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
You got a clean one? I got some notes on the back.
I'll give it right back to you.
Okay.
We have time to use the bank.
Anybody from the audience want to ask questions on any of the discussion? Okay.
I missed a couple of meetings, all right, but I just wanted to know what's the driving force on the spray park? Are people in Lysander asking for it?
Well, so I first saw a spray park when I went through Geneva, and I was going down to Watkins Glen. We stayed there on our boat, and Tony and I have been working for the last almost 2 years now on trying to reinvent the park. It was a park that's it's a pretty park. It's
gorgeous.
It's like almost 100 acres when you include the land that was gifted to us, but it didn't have any. It hasn't been improved or enhanced in some time, and because of that. And because we were seeing numbers drop off in our summer day camp, we saw use of the park decreasing. And so when I saw this spray park that actually Pete was able to see in Geneva, kids playing, having a good time, And then we actually got to see a municipality install one, which is Camillus.
Camillus, right.
And saw how popular that was. You know, it's just, it's one of those projects that's to use one of Bob's, it's a home run. It's very low maintenance. There are upfront costs, but long-term costs to operate it, very unlike a pool. I mean,
No lifeguards.
And, you know, at some point you're going to see $15 an hour minimum wage. That cost is only going to go up. No chemicals, pumps. It's just, it's a slab of concrete that has piping in it that sprays water that kids love. And it's going to bring a lot of people to the park. And it's really going to be a nice feature of that park.
Is Camillus, the people going to that park, does it stay steady year after year?
Well, this is their second year, and it's still the rage. It really is. And here's the beauty of it. Because it's on a slab of concrete, and we're not running trucks over it, we're running water over it, but if it's winterized properly, we should get, what's the lifetime?
30.
20 years on it.
Oh, I thought it was 30.
Could be 30. I mean, we're going to take care of it. You can actually switch the fixtures out of it. You can reinvent that spray park. So, you know, we're going to have a theme. There's a proposed theme of, like, it's like plants and flowers and outdoors. But in 5 years, it could be a pirate theme. It could be. So it's something that reinvents itself over time. And what kid doesn't like playing in water? I'll never forget, my mother-in-law used to watch my kids, and she'd bring them to the park, and they had a post, a misting post. It's still there. They played in that misting post all day long. They didn't even go swing. They just ran around in the mist. So it's just one of those projects. They're wildly popular. Barton and LaJudas just put out a white paper on them. They're very safe. They're not going to increase our insurance liability. We've been able to modify our operations to absorb a lot of the costs as far as the level of maintenance that we'd like to see. So it's just and we had, you know, it went from a good idea. We had open public hearings on it, public work sessions. People loved it. People that I thought would be critical of it weren't. Actually started offering ideas on how we might enhance it.
Joe, let me add to that. You know, it's interesting. You know, my background is park and rec. And come Labor Day, no matter what the weather is doing, if you operate a beach, a pool, or anything like that, you're shut down.
Right.
These kids have to go back to college. You lost your staff. Look at this past week, 80 degrees.
Next week's going to be the same thing.
We could have opened up the spray park this week.
Sure.
Easy. You know, and because you don't, winterizing, it takes what, a couple of days maybe, if that, not even, right? One afternoon.
2 hours. Drain it.
So,
make sure it's drained.
So, right through October, if you have 80 degree weather, hey, we're open. Because there's nothing to it. I mean, there's no staffing. So, it's just one of those, from my vantage, it's all about quality of life and keeping Lysander, you know, just the dynamic community that it is, and just doing stuff for kids and families. I mean, we got to keep them here.
Great explanation. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And so one of my responsibilities as supervisors, I got to shake the money tree too. I got to find there's help for us. And there's early indications that we're going to get some significant help towards this. So the more help we can get from outside of the community, the less of a overall burden it's going to be on our taxpayers. So
could I request an executive session about personnel?
Yeah.
Before we meet at 7 o'clock.
If you want me to stop talking, I'll just stop talking. Yeah. There's a motion to go into an executive session regarding personnel.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? We're in executive session.
One way to shut you up.
Yeah. Just call an executive session and shut them up.
We head in there.
How are you? This morning.
I looked at the car about I can't tell you. Yes, I can't tell you. I don't think the transmission is oil. Yeah, there was a nice bag there.